Heart Than Talent Radio.
Holmes, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, with a new format here on Facebook Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Facebook Live. It is honored to have you here on Facebook Live. On March 17th, 2020, what an exceptional opportunity. So if you're just coming on Facebook Live, welcome, welcome, welcome. Honored to be here with you. All right, I'm just pulling back here, getting ready to, as some of you start to come on here, Joseph Harris, welcome to Facebook Live here this afternoon. I see Daniel O. Ramsey. This is a new format here for Facebook Live, so adapting to it. What used to be over on this side is now over on this side. So that would be concurrent with what is going on in the world, and that is called adapt and adjust. Just getting dialed in here. Eric, welcome. Daniel O. Ramsey, welcome from Vista, California. Topic for today's call is money. And what a time to have a better understanding of money than today. Now, right now, there is a money panic going on. Yesterday in the market, the Dow was down 3,000 points. Now, I figured that out. That was about 13%. I, fortunately for myself, moved my money out of the market. And if I would have left my money in the market yesterday, exposed, I had 60% of my assets were in the market. Another 40% were in mutual funds. So 40% of my money was in a good space for yesterday's market. However, 60% of it was not. Now, if I would have left my money in the market yesterday, I would have lost $68,000. Last week, I lost $110,000. Now, in investing, losses are only incurred if you sell out. Now, my broker advised me, do not sell out, do not sell out. We weathered the storm in 2008. Well, that's great, but what they never weathered a storm that's going on in today's world. So today's world is a very uncertain world. What is certain is that you can be certain that this will be over one day. And what will be certain is that there will be a new normal. So the new normal that you will experience one day is not the normal you once had. So that means you are being forced, and that now that's a power versus force situation. We are being forced, not only Americans, but the world population is being forced into shutdowns. We're being forced into voluntary quarantines. We're being forced into watching the populace do what the populace is doing. Some people are running to the stores daily and panicking, doing what people do in a pandemic. Now, if you are in a relaxed body and you are sitting here, right now, and you are really feeling the effects of what's going on here, you can feel it out there, but you want to be right here and you want to have a better understanding of this. Commerce, transactions, money, your dialogue with money, how to improve it, and what you and I, so what I can do and what I can be to create commerce in today's world. Now, network marketing and direct sales right now is a very good vehicle. It's always a good vehicle, but right now it's an exceptional vehicle, especially if you're in a company that sells wellness, immune products, cleaning products, water products. So there are a few companies that specialize in water product. There are companies that specialize in cleaning products. There are companies that specialize in shakes, diet plans, immune boosters, situations like that, that can really assist the body to be and stay in a healthier situation. And there's also meal replacement. There's food for you. So there are certain situations that you can do to really be in the process. It's a good thing you're not a waiter or a waitress right now. However, waiters and waitresses would be very good people to recruit. But in your dialogue with money, it's also important that you overcome any anxiety you have about asking people to look at an opportunity, view a business, look at a product, service, benefit, and feature, and not feel guilty about asking because you live in guilt. If you live in guilt, you'll have challenges asking for the commitment. Also, if you sell informational products, like business products, real estate products, products like this that people can be educated on, learn skills from, monetize and sell the products, and receive a commission or a benefit from, well, then you're in the right position. Now's the time to recruit. But that means you let go of your anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened. Now, next Saturday, which will be the 24th, and many of my events have been, well, actually all my events are on hold right now. So I will not be traveling in the month of March, and there's a high probability up until April. Now, for those of you who in the now, in the know, and for those of you who don't use the word woke, now I have been woke since 1997. It's a term that if you know what it means, you know what it means. If you know what this means, you know what that means. And if you understand what's going on in the world, then you already know what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that I'm going to adapt and adjust. Next Saturday, that will be March 24th, my team is preparing a two-hour Facebook Live where I will cover selling skills. It's going to be the inner game of selling, the inner game of prospecting, asking the questions in a sequence, and learning how to ask the questions that lead to the outcome. I just asked one of my clients just a couple hours ago if they had considered rehiring me. And instead of saying, not at this point, or this person went on a long story and I cut him off and said, used his first name, cut him off and said, I understand your answer. And that's what you would learn to do. And you'd learn to do this without feeling anxious. Because if you don't, it will affect your ability to create transactions, commerce, and money, specifically in a skill called sales. And if you're not skilled at sales, well, it's either you are or aren't. So in a gray world, it becomes black and white, because either you're a closer or a poser, you're either interested or you're committed, you're either serious or you're curious, and until you cross that bridge, you'll stand on the outside of selling, getting ready to get ready. Now, in your dialogue with money, if your dialogue with money isn't fast, it's not conducive to the creation of it, it means you have a gap and a delay. And the gap and a delay means you think. You think, you intellectualize, you emotionalize. Now, I knew it was time for me to come out of the market last week. And I don't follow conventional wisdom. I follow my gut. And my gut said, I'm coming out of this market because it's so unpredictable. I'm going to move into a money market. I'm going to stop the bleeding. Now, my broker is saying, no, no, don't do that. You don't understand. Traditionally, well, this isn't tradition. We're not in tradition. We're in a pandemic. And we don't have anything to monitor or measure the history on a pandemic of this nature. 1918 was the Spanish flu, but the Spanish flu did not have social media. The bubonic plague, we didn't have the bubonic plague then. And you also got to ask yourself, am I being mind controlled? Is there more behind this? What am I supposed to understand? Where am I going to create commerce? And how can I let go? And I suggest you not watch CNN, the constantly negative news, and you plug into Intel and people really understand what's going on in the free market, understand what's going on behind the veil, and you follow people whose content can empower you rather than continue to watch content that disempowers you, because that's what lowers your resistance. And when your resistance gets lower, now this is reality. So in reality, when there's an epidemic, when there's a pandemic, and people buy into the fear, they run because they want safety. So this affects everyone's money, and they have scarcity consciousness, and they run, and they want to hold on to their money, and instead of being able to move it around and be able to understand what to do with it, they hoard it, and they do the same with goods and services. They want to go buy it because they might not have it anymore, instead of being able to relax in the free enterprise. Now, I'm not saying you keep your head in the sand, but I'm saying that you keep your head above, up here in consciousness. You take a look at what's going on. Because while people are being traumatized, so a body in trauma is in fight or flight. So a body in trauma's resistance is lowered, and the resistance get lowered in trauma is the very trauma that creates the epidemic that we're being proposed to have an epidemic about. So now you've bought in, your body's now bought into the epidemic of the epidemic, and now you have lowered your resistance so you can be the epidemic. Now, when you understand that content, you will take a deep breath and go, OMG. You'll actually go, OMFG. And you'll go, whoa, dude, I'm no longer going to play this game. I'm no longer going to be a pawn in this money game. I'm going to create my own commerce in free enterprise. I just spoke to a gentleman right before this phone call who he is having an $80,000 month. Now, he sells a specific type of education, and he's halfway through the month, and he's already $80,000 into it. And he has people purchasing products, services, benefits, and features from him right now. My first client that I coached this morning is a mortgage broker. His phone is ringing off the hook. Now, he is also someone that I've taught how to be able to be very clear with his communication, not spend a lot of time with people who aren't qualified buyers, so he can get to the point where he can speak to the people who are going to really refinance their home. The qualified buyers, not the ones who are price shopping. A price shopper is not a qualified buyer. A price shopper buys the cheapest. A qualified buyer buys the best value. Now, this is money talk. And the more you understand the laws that govern money, numismatic law, you become a numismatist. It's also called the coin collector. But in money talk, a numismatist is someone who really understands the inner game of money. I predict that in the very near future, gold and silver are going to drop. Bitcoin is going to go up. The market is going to completely bottom out in the next couple months. And it's going to be your responsibility to find out where the margins are, where the money is. Where do I invest my money in what appear to be unsafe times? How do I create money in unsafe times? Well, the first situation you do is you let go of any anxiety you have about it. If you've been an employee all of your life, then you have sort of your responsibility to let go of that TikTok employee mentality, trade time for money, the adult child who gets told what to do, and then you own your own business and you can't operate in it. At 3 o'clock today, I have two prospecting calls that my teammates created for me, and both of them said, how serious are you about hiring a coach? One of them said serious, the other one said not sure. And I will tell you which one's going to get the first phone call from me. That's the one who is serious. That doesn't mean he's going to buy, but it means he just telegraphed that he's a lot more serious than the other one. So I'm going to devote my energy where it's deserved. And so when you understand that term, you will begin to devote your energy where it's deserved, not overwhelming yourself on what isn't happening. Focus means you're able to focus on a task at hand in a very short window. And you have long-term goals. They're way out there. Well, long-term goals aren't really that important right now. I mean, you can put those in the back burner. What's important right now is you be and stay in business. You create transactions and commerce. You're able to pay your overhead and have profit left over so you can direct it to wherever it's required. I mean, you might be buying supplies. You might be buying whatever you might be buying, but you buy whatever you buy and you invest when you invest, and you want to be able to invest safely without anxiety, worry, fear, and doubt. And when you have anxiety about money, money responds to it by avoiding you. When you're comfortable with money, when your dialogue with money is healthy, when your dialogue with money is conducive to the creation of it, people show up that you can create it with. This becomes a science of attraction. You'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings, your cause, your meaning, and your purpose. And as you let go of scarcity, poverty, as you move into a healthy mindset about money, as you move into the creation of it, it will show up to you frequently, regardless of what's going on in the outer world. As of last note, people are continuing to hire me. I had a woman say to me, both my husband and I lost our job yesterday, but we're against I know my higher good says to go forward with this. My scarcity says, no, pay bills. And the woman went ahead and let go of it. I commend her for it. Not just for hiring me, but because she addressed a lifelong conditioned behavior about scarcity. Her parents would tell her, that's crazy hiring a coach. Her parents would say, oh, don't do that. Pay your bills. But her higher self said, this is what I require to break through. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. If you don't let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings of scarcity, overwhelmed, and these other emotions that keep you in anxiety, fear, and doubt. And when you doubt your ability to create money, you get to be right, so you get to prove you're a child. And when you prove you're a child, now you get paid like a child, and you got to continue. And when you go to work, you're going to get paid what that job is worth. Now, when you move out of a job and you move into free enterprise, that's called the free market. And you have the ability to create and or attract what the free market will bear. And when you no longer live in scarcity, anxiety, and doubt, you move into the land of prosperity. Prosperity means in the flow. And so as you move into the hands-free zone, Jeffrey comes back with a little technical difficulty. Thank God I have my trusty assistant Dylan Albertson here with me, so he was able to put me right back on here. So my content is this, is that money does not respond to scarcity. Money responds to prosperity. Prosperity meaning in the flow. And the more that you're in the flow, it means that you're in movement. You're in a constant state of movement, attracting to reality people and situations that will fulfill your purpose. So as you begin to affirm, my dialogue with money is improving, what does that actually mean? It means your dialogue with money is beginning to take a whole different situation. Scott Lucas, I am back on. Welcome to Facebook Live. Eric, how are you this afternoon? So we had a little glitch. This is a brand new system that Facebook Live has created. As I said, this is day one of their new system, not my system. So I adapt and adjust as I am required to. On the syllabus that I have right here, this is the handwritten syllabus that I write for the Facebook Live. This is the one that went out to you right here that my team sends out. So on this, the 7 points of it is your dialogue with money. I'm covering that. Events that shape your money feelings. I will cover that before the Facebook Live is over. Changing your dialogue with money, asking and receiving, releasing debt in the debt cycle, transactions into assets, creating money and money in motion. Next Saturday, that will be March 24th, I will be hosting a 2-hour Facebook Live on selling mastery, sales, the highest paid profession in the world. And the reason that that will be a good value for you, because I will cover in depth what is required to be an exceptional prospector, what is required to be exceptional at mastering the art of selling. I will bring some of my sales books and tools to that Facebook Live. Now, that will be a Facebook Live or a Zoom call, whatever it is. My team will let my database know what that is, since I won't be speaking today or next Saturday. I'll be bringing a little extra content to the table on that. Let's look at the syllabus here today. Changing your dialogue with money. So that means that's a conditioned behavior. As you begin to change the way you're conditioned to behave about money, and you move out of either scarcity or lack, or you also move out of compulsive debting and compulsive spending, then you also let go of being a compulsive under-earner, underachiever. There are many of you that can earn for someone else, and you'll work your ass off for someone else for $80,000 a year, but the opportunity of making $80,000 a month gives you anxiety. And so you will avoid that opportunity to match your yearly income with your month income because the anxiety you've held on to your whole life about not being good enough. Your self-esteem will show up in your money talk. And if your self-esteem isn't healthy about yourself, your self-esteem won't be healthy about money because you're not good enough. Then you can't prospect someone. Then you're worried about being judged. You're not sure what someone's going to say. You don't want to make a mistake. You don't want to say the wrong thing. You're afraid you might say the right thing. You're afraid someone's going to join you. You're afraid someone won't join you. And you live in this fear, which is really driven by an anxiety and a low level of apathy, abandonment, rejection, or resentment. And then there's guilt and shame that also play in those emotions. So there's 6 main emotions that affect your ability to create transactions, commerce, and money in the free market. As you begin to let go of your anxiety, now you can operate more freely, and your communication style is condensed. You don't tell stories, and you're able to communicate clearly. When you don't understand this, you'll use words like, I don't want to be direct. I don't want to offend someone. And then you'll spend too much time with non-qualified buyers that don't buy. Then you'll end up following up with people who will never buy. You get offended by people who don't buy from you, and then you use terms like, they ghosted me. When someone doesn't buy from you, they're not ghosting you. They're not buying from you. They're not interested. When someone said to me, no thanks, I'm not interested, I knew he meant he wasn't interested. I had someone approach me recently and I said, I'm not interested. And she was very offended. Well, why not? I mean, well, this woman did not understand selling. She clearly didn't understand selling and spent a great deal of time edifying us. She didn't understand selling. I had to eventually just let her go. And I didn't hang up on her. I clicked off. Now, if she chooses to be offended, that's her situation, but that's because she was not a professional. She was an amateur. She was an angry, amateur, non-selling professional. That's how many people are, because they never master the inner game of selling, the highest paid profession in the world. So improving your dialogue with money, especially when it comes to being able to create commerce and free enterprise, asking and receiving are a key skill. You learn to ask the questions in a sequence, 5 to 15 words, that end with a question mark. You're able to qualify people for your time by fact-finding, rapport building, by being able to find out if the person in small talk is the type of person you're looking for. You're able to qualify the buyer by asking them questions. How serious are you about improving the quality of your health? How serious are you about building a new home? How serious are you about educating yourself on what is required to be a real estate investor? How serious are you about creating income from the comfort of your home? I mean, it's the same questions. You interchange words because you're trial closing. Trial closing means you ask a commitment question, then you gauge the response. Just like I said earlier, I asked a man if he was considering rehiring me, and he told me a story unrelated to the question I asked. I eventually cut him off by using his first name, asked the same question again, and he let me know he wasn't interested. I wasn't offended. I wasn't didn't get rejected or abandoned. It was clear he wasn't interested. I let him go very diplomatically. That's what you would learn to be and do in a very, very relaxed body. Transactions into assets. Now, what does that mean? It means that you become so skilled at transactions that you have left over what are called profits. You become free of all debt, or if you do have any debt, it's asset debt, not liability debt. You learn to use your credit as an asset, not a liability. But if you use your credit as a liability, then you have a lot of liability debt. You can have credit, and as long as you understand the credit cycle, and you can use credit as an asset, meaning you use it to purchase something that's going to give you a return, whether that's coaching, speaking, going to an event, leads, internet services, internet coaches, traffic, going to traffic school, buying sales funnels, any situation that leads to creating more profit. I mean, that's where you're leveraging borrowed money to create an asset, so eventually you pay the debt, so you live in assets. So when you live in assets, then you're not paying any money. You're not paying any interest on money that doesn't exist. What's interesting is what is happening in the lending institution right now. So you see the interest rates are dropping and the government's going to bail out businesses. Well, that's a very interesting proposition. And they're going to lend more money that doesn't exist. They're going to borrow more money that doesn't exist. They're going to put out more money in the market that doesn't exist. On top of the money that doesn't exist and charge lower interest on the money that doesn't exist, because they're already winning on the front end of it. I mean, they're still going to win on the back end. They win-win, because when you loan more money to people already in debt, it's just more debt. More debt is more anxiety. More anxiety lowers the resistance. Now you become the virus. The lower your resistance, the more anxious you are, the higher the probability that you become the virus that attracts the virus, so you can get ill and you go, oh, it happened to me. It will, because you attract reality, people, and situations to fulfill the feelings that keep you overwhelmed. Valerie Pawlowski, good to see you this afternoon. Jay, good to see you. Eric, good to meet you in Philadelphia. Creating money with money in motion, it means you doesn't stop. It means you're in a constant production cycle, creating the transactions, your branding, marketing yourself, attracting leads to your business, conversing with people, communicating with people, ask them qualifying questions. It means you're in a funnel. You have your own funnel of people coming to you. And there's a centrifugal energy. It means there's an undertow right here. It means you become very, very mechanic and methodical about content writing, videos. It means you're in front of your audience, ATT, all the time. And it means that you are creating momentum. That momentum is synergy, undertow. And that type of situation creates a compounded effect. That kind of compounded effect creates a situation of more leads in time than closing becomes an academic, easy situation. Because qualified buyers show up when you're in a struggle mentality, you attract people in situations to fulfill how difficult it is. When how you live is difficult, you'll attract people to fulfill your degree of difficulty. As you let go, separate your feelings from the events, then you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape feelings. Now, on tonight's Facebook Live at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be covering more content on anxiety, fear, and doubt, behind the veil, letting go, improving your dialogue with money, creating the transactions in free enterprise. So there is a level of energy that's moving like this, so that you're attracting to reality people, situations, opportunities, soulmates, teammates, vendors, contractors, people you can collaborate with in free enterprise to create win-win situations, commerce, traffic, and money. That's the flow that you seek to create by letting go of any anxiety about the outcome you have not had. So that's creating the money and having it in motion. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. And I have received some stellar intel today about what I see happening in the world. And if anyone would like to receive a free 20-minute coaching call with me, you're either a former client who is not coaching with me presently, or you're a potential client considering hiring me to be your coach. I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions if you're not an existing coaching client, and I'll give you great insight on what I know is happening in the world today and how I can assist you to be more skilled in free enterprise and create the transactions, your brand, and specifically letting go of the anxieties that keep you doing the same thing over and over. Jeffrey Combs, have a great afternoon.